Hey y'all, welcome to Diamond and Silk, the podcast with your host Diamond and Silk. And Silk O' Silk.
Diamond O' Diamond.
Well, before we get started, make sure you stop right now and subscribe to this podcast. Mm-hmm. So each time we drop a new episode, you will receive notification. And don't forget about our book, Uprising. Who the hell said you can't ditch and switch the awakening of Diamond and Silk? You can get a signed autograph copy of the book at diamondandsilkbookstore.com.
And if you would like to advertise on this podcast, feel free to send an email to info@diamondandsilk.com. That's info@diamondandsilk.com. And if you're tired of all of this censorship, then go on over there to Diamond and Silk's new social media platform called Chatit, chatdit.com.
Well, Silk, we can establish that it is a dark day in America. And with it being a dark day in America, it's making me take a look at some things, and I ran across a video.
Okay.
Now, I want you all to take a look at this, and we will talk.
Say a word, Tommy. Say a word.
Tell Paula White Trump is gone.
Preach.
Tell Bob Johnson. Oh, Trump is gone. Somebody tell Kanye. Oh, that Trump is gone. Tell Diamond and Silk that Trump is gone.
Yes, he is.
Tell Ben Carson Trump is gone.
Let's go.
Come on here.
Lil Wayne.
Watch your voice, Doc.
Trump is gone. Yes, he is. Trump is gone.
Now, Silk, what I find ironic is you got black men looked and dressed like they still on the Democrat plantation.
Straight up.
Or on a plantation. Talking about Trump is gone. But they put a white man there.
Yes.
The senile, old, demented.
Slow.
Weak.
No energy.
And ain't signed one executive order for black people.
Not one.
He hasn't signed not one executive order so far for black people.
Nothing for black people.
But you all, are they rejoicing that Trump is gone? But they just put this here man in the seat.
Yeah.
They just gave this to him.
Yeah.
And he ain't done nothing so far.
Yeah.
That's going to benefit or represent the needs of black people.
And on day one. At the stroke of a pen.
That's right.
He created more unemployment. People are unemployed, you all, because it took away the license for the Keystone Pipeline. It took away those contracts and licenses and permits.
Those jobs are going to be gone.
The permits are gone. Yeah, they're gone.
On day one.
On day one.
He wants to open up this country. To make us feel less safe.
That's right. But nothing for you black people.
That's talking about and singing about Trump is gone. And you had the nerve to put Diamond and Silk in your song.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, President Trump, he's did more for black people than a black president thought about doing for black people. Okay?
And wait a minute. This one that they calling the president, because this one that's up, they got up there, he will never be my president.
Never, ever,
but that ever. One that they call, that one that they calling the president,
darkness.
Ain't never done nothing for black people. But called y'all a predator on the Senate floor. Didn't want his children going, being in a jungle. You know what that means.
You know what that means. And if you think about that. What's in jungles? Think about what's in jungle.
Animals are in the jungle. So to me, in my own humble personal opinion, and I can still have an opinion in this country. Sound like he was talking about black folks, didn't he?
Yeah. And one of those animals start with the letter M. You be the judge.
So shame on you black folks.
Yes.
For not understanding. Now, I want you to know that Tommy, the one in this video, Tommy. Nephew Tommy may have a little money. I don't know what about these other ones that's following him. I don't even know who they are. He may have a little money. He may be okay.
Right.
But black people, I need you all to wake up.
Wake up.
Y'all are going to have to go back so far in the dark days. You ain't going to even know how to find life.
You're not going
to
know
because this man is taking you back. They want to open up the borders. They want an influx of people to come up in this doggone country. They ain't said one good thing. He ain't said one good thing that he will go do for you black folk.
Not one.
Because I guess the media is telling us y'all the one voted for him.
Uh-huh. That's right. And here's the sad thing about everything. Mm-hmm. Democrats have put black people, mm-hmm. a lot of black people, mm-hmm. or some black people, let me say some black people, uh-huh. in what we call the ghetto,
uh-huh.
the project.
Uh-huh.
And I recall hearing this black guy said, when have the ghetto ever been great? Well, listen, the ghetto wasn't designed to be great.
Wasn't meant to be great.
It wasn't created to be great. It was created to keep your black behind stuck mm-hmm. right there in a rut.
Uh-huh. So with them opening up the borders
uh-huh.
and getting away the Keystone pipeline, uh-huh. doing away with reverting back to certain things,
uh-huh.
this is all going to keep you back. It's going to throw you back into poverty.
Yes, you're going to stay stuck uh-huh, right there. Right, uh-huh. You never, won't be able to come up.
It's never going
to
be a come up.
Just
no
look
more.
At Congress. How Congress is okay with playing $1,500 per person for illegal aliens,
mm-hmm.
okay? That's their stimulus. But for American citizens, they up here itching mm-hmm. about $600 mm-hmm. per person of our money, mm-hmm. our tax dollars.
You know, shame on Tommy.
Yeah.
And even Steve Harvey.
Yes.
For even having that on his
that
platform.
That mess out. Yes.
Now, Steve Harvey, he's on a Family Feud.
Yep.
He have his radio... His radio show, and that's worldwide.
Yeah.
So his money is coming
talk
in.
Show. Yeah.
What if y'all all just pulled back and didn't watch none of that?
None of it.
Ooh. See, I think it's time for the elites to uh-huh. feel what the average American people feel.
Feel what you're
dishing. I think it's time for you all to feel what poverty feel like.
Yeah.
Because maybe you forgot about it. Anytime you advocating for somebody to open up our borders and let an influx of people come in that we don't know.
That's
that
right.
make us feel less safe. Yeah. We don't know who walking among us. These people are going to take American jobs. And you sitting up talking about Trump is gone.
Uh-huh.
Trump didn't ever advocate for people to come in here and take America's job. He wanted you to have jobs.
A job.
Don't make no sense. Black people, you've been hoodwinked. You've been bamboozled.
Yeah.
You've been used. It's always like this when it
always.
Comes to you all.
Always.
And yes, I'm black, but I don't allow them to use me.
No,
I don't allow them to hoodwink me. You all have been hoodwinked.
Hoodwinked once again.
You tell me what in the hell is Biden going to do for the black community? He didn't even sign a bill to right his wrong for that crime bill that he wrote.
He did not.
Why didn't he sign an executive order to undo all of that?
To undo it.
Because he don't have a plan for you black folks.
Mm-mm, to keep you right there in the ghetto. To keep you stuck right there.
He have no plan for you. So this is what I would like to see people do.
Uh-huh.
People like Tommy, I think he got a show on.
Uh-huh.
Why watch it? Yeah. Why would you make him rich?
Uh-huh.
Because Tommy and them is celebrating the fact.
Yeah.
That the 45th president is gone,
uh-huh.
but the 45th president was the one that wanted to make sure you had a job.
That's
that
right.
wanted to put America first.
That's right.
American first.
Yep.
Because Biden ain't talked about putting y'all first.
No.
He's talking about putting illegal aliens first.
Yeah. And here's another thing. With those people crossing the border, are they even meeting this coronavirus standards?
Mm-hmm.
Because
are they wearing masks?
Are they?
Because I didn't see nobody wearing masks.
Uh-huh. Because he's removing that travel ban, okay? But in order for you to travel from a particular country, you have to show proof that you're COVID-free.
Right.
That is a negative test.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You got people walking across the border.
Right.
Do they have to show proof that they're COVID-free?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-uh. But he wants to give those people citizenship.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when your black ancestors who was slave, when they wrote it up for your ancestors to become citizens, guess what?
What, girl?
Not one Democrat
mm-hmm.
voted for that.
Mm-hmm.
Not one.
Mm-hmm.
But y'all are okay with this cloud of darkness
mm-hmm.
giving citizenship to over 11 million people. especially during a time of a pandemic, mm-hmm. where you can have make ends meet, but you're celebrating hip, hip, hooray. Mm-hmm. And guess what? Nothing for you. Mm-hmm. More for foreigners, more for illegal aliens. Our American tax dollars mm-hmm. gone. Mm-hmm. And you
can
celebrate
that. I want to say another thing. Uh-huh. You know, I believe it, they call it Black Twitter. Uh-huh. They were celebrating how Michelle Obama looked. Looked like she may have had on a $1,600 or a $2,600 suit. Woo. But they won't even give you a $2,000 stimulus. I mean, you all
of your
are
own money.
You all are ignorant. Yeah. I mean, I just don't know what to say about some in the Black community. Yeah. Some in the Black community is so ignorant. Yeah. You don't even realize that you all done been bamboozled. So you talk about our ancestors being in slavery and what didn't you didn't like. Uh-huh. Now you about to reap and you about to feel the ramifications about what it feel like to be in slavery. Because this man just signed executive orders to get rid of jobs and then these illegal aliens going to come take over here. The rest of these here jobs. Yeah. Uh-huh. So people like the Tommy, and the Steve Harvey, why in the hell are y'all sitting up continuing to make these big lip rich?
You can
bleep that out.
You may have some money today, but you keep on, honey. Mm-hmm. Let them keep on coming up. Let all of this here keep happening. You're going to be broke tomorrow. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Don't make these people rich. Because what have they done to help the community?
To help the community.
This Biden is talking about getting rid of the wall, opening up the borders, let these people come in, getting rid of key things that creates jobs, and y'all sitting up talking about Trump is gone. You plantation looking you are crazy.
That's right.
Bleep it all out, Phil.
Bleep it all
you
out.
You are crazy.
That's right.
And you are the reason that the Black community is held back. Yeah. And what the Black community should do is turn on them. Uh-huh. Just like Antifa, I heard, is turning on Kamala and Biden.
That's right. Yeah, they say they want revenge.
I'm hearing about that. Yeah. Yeah. I wouldn't support nothing, that Tommy. Uh-huh. What they call him, Little Tommy? What's his name?
Nephew Tommy.
Well, that Nephew Tommy, dude. Uh-huh. And I damn sure wouldn't support nothing that big lip, bald headed Steve Harvey. I don't give a damn if it's a show, if it's his radio show, if it's some sauce he have on the shelf.
Uh huh. Okay. So when we're talking about Biden and Kamala, from my understanding, they hadn't even met with Black Lives Matter.
They not. Black they people. Don't care about no Black lives.
Wake up.
What does she know about the needs of the Black community? Community.
Woo.
The man, you know what?
Oh.
Come on, change the subject. So, that's what I got to say about you, plantation.
Yes.
Bleep out the word. Excuse my language.
Well, you keep saying there's going to be a lot of bleeping.
Oh. That's what I got to say about you, Black people.
Yes.
That's still stuck on the plantation and you want to keep people stuck with
you. Stuck with you.
So you all say Trump
or
is gone.
Or stuck below.
Uh-huh, yeah. So you all say Trump is gone.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh, yeah, uh-huh. Oh, you all are so dumb.
Dumb.
Mm-hmm. Because you don't even realize what time it is. But see, when you got a little money, you can do that.
Uh-huh. Well, how about if we just sing this little song?
Come on.
You're so dumb.
You so dumb.
You're so dumb.
You so dumb.
You so dumb.
You so dumb.
You're so dumb.
You so dumb.
Nephew Tommy.
Nephew Tommy.
And the rest of your crew.
You so dumb.
You're so dumb.
You so dumb.
Mm-hmm.
You some dumb. You don't even realize.
You're so dumb.
You've been played.
You so dumb.
Like bubble gum.
You so dumb.
You so dumb.
Dumb, dumb.
All of y'all done been played.
Dumb.
Yeah.
Taco
so I don't support really too much nothing that they do. No way. I don't listen to them.
Yeah.
Because they are hypocrites.
Yeah.
And they don't know what time it is. And you tell people to vote against their interests.
Against their interests.
As if Biden gonna do something for America. And on day one, not one thing that's gonna benefit
he
the American
jobs.
People.
People are already hungry and struggling.
No and jobs. Out of work.
And out of work. And he cut more jobs.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Speaking of old Biden, you know, before he, it was a lot of shenanigans about him getting to the White House. And so before he went to the White House or whatever, he did a speech in Pennsylvania and he was crying.
Okay.
I want y'all to take a look at this.
James Joyce was said to have told a friend that when comes his time to pass, when he dies, he said, Dublin will be written on my heart. Well, excuse the emotion, but when I die, Delaware will be written on my heart.
Okay, so Silk, so, you know, okay, I don't have a problem with men crying.
Okay.
But I do have a problem with a man that they put in to run the free world crying in front of the world. You see what I'm talking about? It don't look right because it makes me feel unsafe. And it makes me feel like this person is very, very, very weak.
It shows a sign of weakness.
It doesn't show a sign of strength.
Like that.
And so I was really taken aback by that. And I'm like, I don't see how people can go along with this BS. You got to be out your mind. If y'all think that you're fooling the American people, the media and all of this, the media, you're not fooling the American people.
You're not fooling
the American people know that something is out of order.
Yeah.
Why do you think your ratings are dropping?
Ooh, people
trying. Yeah. People are trying to go find and look and seek for the truth
because
they know something ain't right of this here.
That's right.
Another thing, a military plane, I was told or I heard, it is being alleged, did not go and pick Biden up to get to the White House.
Okay.
I think Biden had to fly on his own plane. I don't know if he rode on Southwest Airlines, Delta. I don't know where he rode in, but that he got.
This is something that you had heard.
That's what I had heard.
Okay.
It is being alleged.
Okay.
But if that is true, that does not look good.
That don't look good.
That don't look good at
don't
all.
Don't sound right and look good.
Don't look good at all.
When I saw him, because you know I didn't watch the mess. I didn't watch none of the stuff.
Right.
But because I had to go and get my notes and stuff together for everything, when I did look at something, I saw him sitting there behind the desk, and the poor fella looked like he was about to fall over at any time and go to sleep. Then that brought me to Bill Clinton.
Yeah. Y'all don't believe us about Bill Clinton. Take a look at this, y'all.
Take a look at this right here. You see how Bill Clinton just sitting right there?
Well, see, first of all, why y'all got Bill Clinton out there in the cold like that?
Why?
Hillary should have known better. Why did she put him on some leg warmers?
Because
when old people sit out there in the cold, girl, it gets down in their bones.
In the bones.
Arthritis starts setting in, and he couldn't move. All he had to do was just sit like this and just go on off to sleep.
Well, they should have rubbed him down with some liniment.
They should have done
Hillary
should have done that. Listen to me. This here was the most boring. It looked like everybody was at a funeral. Bill falling off to sleep. Didn't nobody look happy about this. They almost looked like, hell, did we just get away with this? Did we just get away with this? Hey, that's what this seemed like to you.
It looked scary.
It
looked like a group of scary people, like a regime just took over something. It looked really dark and scary.
It was very dark. It looked like a funeral. And you all, Biden didn't have nobody out there. Where the people? If when 81 million people vote for you, 81 million, some people go show
up. At least a million.
Some people go show up.
At least a million.
Did nobody show up, girl?
Yeah. And even if they had D.C. on lockdown, somebody going to be in the surrounding states, Maryland, somewhere. They're going to be somewhere. I remember whenever they called themselves locking down where how many people that President Trump can have at a rally. Well, he had that many people inside, but he had a whole slew of people outside.
That's right. You know why?
Why?
Because he had the people.
He had the people.
And I want to know, the media told us that Biden had 80-some million people vote for him. I want to know, where are these 81 people? 81 million people. I ain't talking about no Al Sharpton and them. Where the people at?
Can I tell you?
Yes.
The dead can't fly.
You see what I'm talking about?
The dead can't march.
You see what I'm saying? You see what I'm talking
the
about?
The dead can't scream.
You
the
see
dead
what I'm saying?
Can't
they can't be there.
That can't happen.
They put the United States American flags out there to make it look like those were people. That's not going to cut it. This will go down as the most craziest thing in history that we've ever experienced in our lifetime. Everybody, even the children, know something ain't right
something
about
ain't
this.
Right.
I can't go to school. You got me all masked up. You're telling me I got to take these damn shots. All of a sudden, and I didn't know older people, what the hell going on? Listen. We not crazy.
We not boo-boo the fool.
And even Rush Limbaugh, he even reacts to the inauguration.
He
says, this is something that's been arranged rather than legitimately sought and won.
Mm.
They have not legitimately won.
That's right.
Uh-huh. And this is according to the conservativebeaver.com is what they're saying that Rush Limbaugh said. And yeah. I believe Rush was trending the other day. Listen, everybody is questioning the legitimacy of this election.
Yes.
Even the ones that the media is trying to silence.
To cover up.
Listen, people have a right to question whatever they want to question.
Hello?
We have a right to our own opinion. We have our own minds.
That's right.
And you can't tell us because we question something, we're doing sedition.
Or insurrection.
No. People are questioning this.
Yeah.
81 million people vote for a man and did not vote. Nobody show up. But the military had to be there. And you think we crazy?
Well, see, all people have to do is go back to the Constitution.
Yes.
This Constitution was broken.
Mm.
Okay.
Mm.
The state legislators did not set the rules for this election.
Mm.
These people did.
Mm-hmm.
And they did not have the legality or the rights to be able to do it.
Mm.
So with this Constitution being broken,
mm-hmm.
the legitimacy of this election is null and void.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
All of this writing up and stuff, mm-hmm. all of that stuff is technically mm-hmm. null and void.
Right. Now, he put a plan in place, an executive order,
uh-huh.
where you have to wear a mask in a federal building.
On federal property.
On federal property.
Uh-huh.
Yet he walks in a federal building without a mask. It could be dementia, Alzheimer's.
Well,
when you forget about what you say and what you write.
Uh-huh.
And how you like that.
Woo-hoo.
You would tell the public one thing and you would go do a whole nother totally different thing.
That's right.
And you know what, Sil?
Uh-huh.
Anybody that's walking around in a depend,
uh-huh.
we're not going to be able to depend on them to run. Nothing I've been through
not
this country.
Not a thing.
Nothing I've been through this country, girl.
No.
We're not going
to
be
smelling boo-boos
uh-huh.
to high heavens. No,
uh-huh.
we don't need
mm-hmm.
to depend on nobody wearing depends.
Mm-hmm.
In government position.
Right, right.
Uh-huh. We don't need that.
Uh-huh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Uh-uh. And uh-huh. so you said he forgot.
He forgot, girl. He forgot. We forgot what he had just said. Walking up in federal buildings and unmasked.
Well, see, that's how the Democrats are.
Mm-hmm.
They are good for saying what you got to do.
Right.
But then they break their own rules
uh-huh.
in doing it.
Right. Right, they sure do. They sure do. That's what they do. So it's going to be interesting to see how this play out. Yo, I just tell people to pray. I'm here to encourage the people.
It's time
to
encourage
y'all.
The people.
You all are going to have to keep the faith, and you're going to have to pray.
You're going to have to pray like never before.
The things that what's in the dark comes to the light.
Yeah.
Because I think people know that there's something wrong. They can't pinpoint it. I think that it seems like we are living in two different realities, and I feel like, again, we are in a psyops.
Yeah.
Something is going on, and none of this does not make sense. The protocol are being
broken
on
up.
Every level.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I feel like evil has infiltrated
uh-huh.
everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really feel mm-hmm. like it. When I looked at the pictures or the photos of when I was gathering my notes for today,
mm-hmm.
it looked at evil to me.
Mm-hmm.
It looked at dark,
mm-hmm.
dreary.
Mm-hmm.
It looked like an overcast of evil
mm-hmm.
standing there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, do people see what I see? I know at times I can have see,
mm-hmm.
but what I saw in those photos was evil.
Uh-huh. It was very evil.
Straight evil.
Very
so
evil.
This is a battle between God and demons.
Mm-hmm. Something's happening here.
Good versus evil
mm-hmm.
is what this is.
Right.
It's not our battle to fight you all. We have to trust God.
We have to trust God in all of this here.
Yeah.
And everybody's going to have to pray, trust God, and just hope that truth win here.
Truth got
because
to win.
Because we already know that something is not something is not right here. And I'm like, you know what? The doctor may have to put me on another pressure pill so that my pressure won't go, because I'm about to, I'll be done checked out for 4 years. I won't be looking at nothing in the media.
Well.
Because I know that we are being bamboozled here.
Well, can I be real with you? Yes. I can't look at nothing in the media like that.
Right.
I got to keep my sanity. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I got to be able to keep looking cute. And I can't be looking cute when I'm under stress.
That's right.
Can't do it.
And that's what people are under stress. Yeah. And what I would really like is some of these members of Congress, it's time for them to really step down. You know, if you've been in Congress longer than some of the age of these young people that's just getting there, it's time for you to step your old ass. Down.
Down. Yes.
That's what it's time.
It's time for you to do it.
So that's that. Listen, you all, thank you so much for joining us today. Make sure that you stop right now and subscribe to our podcast, so each time we drop a new episode, you will receive a notification.
Yeah.
And don't forget about our book, Uprising, Who the Hell Said You Can't Ditch and Switch, The Awakening of Diamond and Silk. You can get the book at diamondandsilkbookstore.com.
And if you would like to advertise on this podcast, feel free to send an email to info@diamondandsilk.com. That's info@diamondandsilk.com. And if you're tired of these social media platforms trying to shut you out, then go over there to Diamond and Silk new social media platform called Chatit, ChatIt.com. And don't forget to give us a review, and a 5-star will do.
Listen, we was just coming to give y'all the 211. We call it the 211 because it's two of us.
And we're the ones giving it to you.
So in the meantime and in between time, we'll see you all next time right here on Diamond and Silk, the podcast. Bye-bye, everybody.